This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
down. Hillary Clinton brought up the former Miss Universe winner who Trump reportedly had nicknamed Miss Piggy back in the mid-90s. Her name is Alicia Machado. She won in 96. Today, the Clinton team is out with this new video that features her story. And here's what Trump had to say this morning and what Machado said in a short time ago on a press call.
She was the winner, and you know, she gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. We had a real problem. Not only that, her attitude.
I never saw him anymore, and I don't want to see him anymore. Neither, you know, and that is for me. These elections are like a bad dream. You know what I mean? Because I never thought and I never imagined then 20 years later I'll be in this position, you know?
So, Sarah, do you think that Donald Trump owes her an apology of some sort?
You know, probably it wouldn't be out of the realm for him to give her an apology. But frankly, I think Hillary Clinton owes all of Trump supporters an apology. I think when she called Trump supporters deplorable and irredeemable, that's far more offensive than what Donald Trump has done here. And my phone certainly hasn't had any calls from Hillary Clinton to apologize as a woman
hours.
Trump supporter.
You know, this is, you know, again, are we surprised here? What's going on? That was interesting, Scott, last night. Megyn Kelly had interviewed, you know, the person that Trump had put through through the drill here. And I felt sorry for her. I mean, she's bilingual. I think she's from Venezuela. And sharp gal, I mean, you know, very pretty and that. But no doubt she had gained a lot of weight. And after she was crowned, and there is a clause, I guess, from what I understand. Of course, this is, you know, one of those beauty pageant kind of things. There's things that you commit to and agree to live by. And, you know, and so, you know, of course, it's hard to defend, you know, those kind of deals, you know, but it's the nature of the beauty pageant business. But, you know, I think what Sarah Huckabee, you know, contrasts here clearly, which Lester Holt did not make mention of. And, you know, that is the deplorable statement. I mean, he wanted to spend so much time on, you know, throwing out the race card about the birther issue, you know. And look, at America wants to accept that, you know, the president is an American citizen, that he was born in Hawaii. You know, that's fine. But, you know, why don't we ever ask the president going, hey, look, at why did you present a goofy document, you know, to we the people? You know, why didn't you just present a legitimate birth certificate or have some kind of clarity as to why, you know, that document is word processed? You know, it's just kind of goofy. You know, 1961 word processing didn't work. So it's all, you know, part of the shroud and mystery and stuff that you have to accept with the Democrats. And, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, you just have to accept things. And particularly with Barack Obama. If you don't, then you're a racist, and you know.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what some people will tell you, but I think a majority of people don't look at it that way. I mean, you always talk about 7 out of 10. Well, that means 70% of the people probably think fairly similar. I think this is actually a really dangerous road for Clinton to go down with this the Machado thing.
Yes.
Because I seem to remember, since we're now talking about something that Trump said about a single woman in the 90s, I seem to remember a certain thing happened in the 90s where Hillary was not too kind to certain women.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think this whole thing opens up the door for that pretty profoundly.
Well, and Trump's got to hit hard and fast on these things. And, you know, Sarah Huckabee is a great spokesperson for the Trump team. I mean, this is, after all, National Ask a Stupid Question Day, or in the, you know, in the case of one Lester Holt, maybe National Don't Ask Even a Question Day, because there were so many questions, obviously, that he didn't ask, you know, during the debate. conversation will continue. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming on just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down, as you understand, is what got us into this mess to begin with. And I will say this, certainly that was on display big time. Even without specific questions that should have been asked that weren't asked, other innocuous questions, designed to create some issues and some race baiting there by Lester Holt. I thought that was so unprofessional on his part, frankly. I mean, this whole issue about the birther, look at, America wants to accept that President Obama is a citizen of the United States. He's born in the United States. Okay, if you want to accept that, that's fine. Move on. You know, why are we chewing on this? What is it? Like Donald Trump is the answer and all of a sudden everything's going to be satisfied just because he says, you know, something, you know, that he accepts it, and he's made it clear they did. But, Lester Holt wanted to bring this up and, make a bigger issue out of it. And meanwhile, we lost a lot of time to talk about some things that we needed to talk about. Like, for example, what our next guest brings to the table here. Dan Perkins is with us. Dan is, a foreign policy contributor, DailySurge.com, ClashDaily.com, and TheHill.com. He's a master writer, terror analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA. Very appropriate these days, you would say. Dan Perkins, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine, Bill, and yourself?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Real quick, want to remind everybody that, I support and an ambassador for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, a nonprofit trying to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And yep. I got to tell you, we're excited to be a part of it. I invite you to go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. And see how you can, partner with us to help our vets, right, Dan?
Yeah, we're excited about having you as an ambassador. I mean, you put your money where your mouth was, and that's just terrific. We appreciate that.
Well, we all love vets. I mean, we're committed to it. Being a former Marine and that, these vets that need our help and what you have come up with, Dan. In fact, when I was in Modesto for a telethon last week for the Assyrian military families there, I talked with a couple gentlemen, and they were real excited. I showed them what you were doing and what we're doing with this, and they couldn't believe it, and they're going to take it to their group of people. We may be talking about some other opportunities. They're going to open it up.
Super.
So we're really excited about it.
Okay. Since the last time you and I talked, I'm now writing for theconstitution.com.
Oh, wow. Good.
And there's a piece that was up on Monday that's getting a lot of response, and it's somewhat tied to what you talked about the race issue. Mm-hmm. And it's I raised a question in the title, what would Dr. Martin Luther King think of the behavior of his people today? Oh. And it's very thought-provoking. But what was something happened even since yesterday. I don't know whether you saw this, Bill. The UN has decided that the United States needs to make reparation to all black people.
Yeah. Well,
for their treatment of in the Civil War.
Is that quite ironic? I mean, just real quick, but I want to get into that and drill into it. Comparatively, Barack Obama vetoes the bill to tell American families that they have no reparation and no standing with 9/11 in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, and I wondered about that when it passed unanimously. I was wondering whether or not the Democrats would rally behind the president and not allow it to be his veto overridden. But the fact that it was unanimous, and this is an election year, and he's a lame duck president, we could see a real interesting situation where the Democrats actually go against the president. And Hillary, if you notice, Hillary said that she would have signed the bill if she was sitting as president.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, she has to say that, right?
Yeah, well, she can say it before she's president, but when she's president, she can do something different than what she said she was going to do.
Oh, you mean to tell me she's done that before, Dan?
Well, yes, sir. You're right.
I guess we're not supposed to consider 30 years of experience and voting records and all this other stuff. You know, as she said the other night, which Lester Holt just gave her all kinds of room to move in, was, hey, that's old stuff. Let's move on. You know, why are we talking about it?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that Trump should have said that about the birther issue. That's old stuff. Why are we talking about it?
Yeah. And, it was interesting. I guess that you heard from Mrs. Clinton, not specifically in terms of absolute words, but she basically said that Bill Martinez and Dan Perkins are racist.
Yes. Oh, no, that's absolutely clear that 50% of us are in that basket of deplorables. And on top of that, we're irredeemable. But go ahead. I know that you were taking it somewhere else, but I wanted to bring that up.
She said that all Americans were racist.
Mm-hmm.
All Americans were racist.
Right.
She didn't say that some were. She said that we are a racist nation. And she was talking about that when they were talking about the police and racism and the shooting of the black man
in North Carolina.
Charlotte. And I'm listening to what she's saying, and I said, how is that possible? How could she say to the American people that you were all racist?
But this all feeds in that globalist mindset. The UN echoes and says that we now need to pay reparations. Well, who's going to pay reparations for all the white people that died on behalf of blacks during the Civil War? Do we put them in the calculus, Dan?
No. In fact, by the way, Bill, speaking of that, of reparations, In Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech, he talked about how the government needed to financially support the black community. In the 53 years since we've started the War on Poverty bill, the government has spent $22 trillion
exactly
on supporting minorities in the inner city. So we have already paid enormous amount. In fact, the $22 trillion is bigger than all the money spent in all the wars in the history of our nation.
And the thing is, after all is said and done, there's no accountability for it. It's just,
right.
Nobody's analyzed it and said, with $22 trillion, who won? You know, if poverty, which we didn't move the needle, it went from 15%, roughly 15.1%. Of course, there's different numbers there. But plus or minus, right, margin of error factor kind of thing considered, it's in that realm. So return on investment is absolutely terrible. So what have we done? And now we're talking reparations 50 years later. I mean, it's that typical mindset of progressives that says it's never enough, Dan. That's the problem. Dan Perkins is with us. We've got more from Dan coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you. And sometimes, you know, it comes down, Dan Perkins, to you got to know what you believe in. You know, this is the dangerous part of political correctness, is people have let go of those solid values that we were raised on, the things we believed in, because all of a sudden they became twisted around and pretzel logic was applied, and people just didn't know, you know, what was going on, and they know their country's going to hell in a handbasket here. 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. And it's rather a state of confusion that our country is in. And now you bring in the scene Donald Trump that calls the obvious for what it is. And, well, I'll tell you, the sensitive nature of progressives is they're a bit testy. They don't like being held to an account. They think it's right. It's rights without responsibility. But you and I grew up and said, no, those go hand in hand. You can't separate rights from responsibility. And this is what our Constitution clearly states, is what we believe in. It is the background and backbone of this country and what has really made us great.
And I think that you're right. As the English say, you're spot on, Bill, because I really believe that what's happened under political correctness, the people who are the politically correct police, the message that they're giving to us as a nation is that if you do not agree with them, you have no right to say anything.
Exactly.
You do not have the right to respectfully disagree with their position. And for the longest time, Bill, I mean, that's the problem in Europe. It's this the political correctness has just destroyed those countries.
Yeah.
And we have the political correctness issue here in the United States. And what's happened is that there's a blowback or a pushback, but up until Mr. Trump came along, there wasn't really a person that the people who were against what was going on with political correctness, those people never had a voice.
Yeah, they were shouted down, and they were discredited and invalidated through the whole process, even worse yet.
Right. And then, now Mr. Trump has become the voice of those people. And I really think that that's what happened, is that there was a huge number of people that were very dissatisfied the way we were headed as a nation, but they didn't have a voice. They didn't have a figure to work to. Trump came in and filled that void. And I think that that's an extremely important situation. And if we were talking during the break, we were talking about the debate. If you look at Mr. Trump, the way he handled himself in the debate, when Hillary said something that was wrong, or the moderator said something was wrong, he immediately challenged it. He said, no, that's not correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, he challenged Trump, but he didn't challenge Hillary. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that if Hillary said something that he believed was not true, he challenged her on it. He said, no. And if Lester Holt said something that was wrong, like on stop and frisk,
yes,
no, you're wrong. The two previous Republican candidates would have sat there or stood there, taken the criticism, knowing that it was wrong, and then move on and not said anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of how the political correctness police have control and had control of in the past debates. My greatest fear, Bill, was I wrote a piece on this. Is it possible that Mr. Trump, who seems to be at the time has been very bombastic and outspoken, when he got up there behind the podium, would he get the Republican disease and not stand up for what he believed in when somebody was either telling a lie or not telling it truthfully?
Mm-hmm.
And what he showed us was he's going to stand up for what he believes. And I can tell you, Bill, I wasn't there. But I can tell you there were hundreds of thousands of people in bars and restaurants and homes. Every time Mr. Trump said, no, that's not true,
right,
he stood up and cheered.
Well, clearly, I mean, look what happened with the polling. CNN said Hillary ran away with it. Other progressives agreed with that narrative. But the online polling from various groups, and, of course, that's being invalidated, you know, by the Clinton camp. And you can't blame them,
right,
because far and away, you know, to your point, you know, Donald Trump has given voice to those that have not had a voice. And they responded. They thought, wow, this, you know, their impression was that that Trump, you know, cleaned up. He restrained himself on some issues. I'm sure he was tempted because he's got that New York state of mind. I mean, you know, if you hit him, he's going to hit you back. But he didn't want to, you know, and to his credit, he did not bring up, you know, Bill's philandering or some of the other scandals that he could have easily done. But I think in the next two debates, I would be surprised. I don't think he needs necessarily to go into, you know, you can probably let that 8,000-pound gorilla speak for itself and just let it sit there in the room. But I think there's enough other things that, of course, Lester Holt gave cover, which really disappoints me as somebody who's a moderator. I mean, so many questions that were not asked that were, you know, headlines. I mean, you're going to spend more time on a birther issue than you are Benghazi? Really?
No Benghazi, no email, no Clinton Foundation, none.
No. I mean, three humongous. I mean, they're not 8,000. We're talking 800-ton gorillas in those three topics there, and we're going to step over that. You know, that's incredible. Dan, I know you wanted to bring up something else, and I lost my notes on it, and we were going to.
That's okay. But I want to make one more point about what we were just talking about.
Okay.
My wife and I were sitting at the dinner table last night, and we were talking about the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the question that was on the table, Bill. Is it ever possible when the moderator is selected from the news media to truly find an unbiased person? Or should we abandon that model and go to the second debate model, which is a town hall where the American voter gets to ask the question directly of the candidate?
Yeah, I think that's plausible, and I think it's open for discussion, Dan, because you can't let the Lester Holtz or the Candy Crowleys or whatever interject themselves into this deal. Now, I gotta believe this. I know that Chris Wall, I just, you know, in knowing Chris and hearing, you know, his past interviews, he's probably going to be more fair-minded than most. But yes, I think there needs to be somebody who is maybe a, you know, if there's such a thing, if we can have some sort of fair-minded, impartial moderator, I mean, like you would have, you know, if you had an umpire of a contest in that, who understands that their job is to, you know, keep the playing field level. Do not let any one person take advantage of the rules or, you know, break the rules for that matter, you know?
You know, when we were growing up as small children, and we walked in our mother's kitchen, and if she was cooking something, and we walked over to the stove, and the burner was on, and we reached out, she might have slapped her hand and said, "No, you'll burn yourself."
Mm-hmm.
And she might have to do it a couple of times. And just maybe, I don't speak for you, Bill, but for myself, I touched it and got a little burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have we been burned in the presidential debate with this model where they're biased reporters have the right to ask the questions?
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for me anymore. It just doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, what dissuaded us wasn't so much that the stove was hot. It was that my mother, the left-hander that she is, had her hand on a tortilla rolling pin. And you just never got too close to that, you know. So we didn't quite get to the stove. We just knew the tortilla rolling pin. And then we didn't want to have her stop in any way from rolling tortillas, man. That's just the way it was, I'm telling you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Dan Perkins. Thank you, Dan.
Started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At the Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to the Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. For you, ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, but to have those dates, in that time and that attitude in front of us, not necessarily behind us, but it is an echo from the past that resounds today. But will America step up and take the challenge that I believe is still relevant in our country today? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live, and our guest is Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Attorney, President of the Foundation of Accountability and Civic Trust. Matt, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Hey, a lot of questions, regarding the debate this week. Lester Holt failed to ask some obvious big questions relevant to the secretary's obvious scandals. I mean, he wanted to talk more about the birther issue than Hillary's pay-to-play, scandal that lies before us like an 8,000-ton gorilla in the room. I mean, what are we missing here?
Well, I'm always interested when I watch these debates because, I don't have a horse in the race. We're in a nonpartisan ethics watchdog group. I can kind of watch it above the fray and not be cheering for one team or the other. And what you see when you watch it and you're not pulling for one side or the other is they talked about this sort of implicit bias of the police. And then, Hillary went into this whole kind of how we're all deep in our hearts sort of racist, which, I reject that. And I know a lot of American people reject that, but he didn't ask the questions that I think, went to the heart ultimately of, sort of Hillary Clinton and her, her challenges, not only currently and in the past, but as president. You look at things like, and I know we've talked in the past, Bill, about, how she has not said that, that they won't continue to accept donations at the Clinton Foundation. And, you've heard Bill Clinton sort of lament the fact that, when his wife ultimately becomes president, as he believes, that, that may trim his lifestyle, as head of the Clinton Foundation. And, I talk about, I guess, the implicit bias comment was, sort of Lester Holt's implicit bias, that they don't see the issues that the rest of the American people see and think are sort of large, stakes in her challenging, the status quo and kind of what a lot of American people are feeling. And that is that the system is fixed against small businesses and people, you know, that don't have the connections that the elites have and that, you know, the politically connected have.
Well, Matt, what we appreciate so much about FACT is that you're holding them accountable. I mean, you're bringing this to the light, and now more than ever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, your hands are full with all the different scandals and the reporting that you're doing, because this is endless. And I got to believe that the Beltway's got to be a little bit nervous, you know, whoever has a conscience, whoever left it has a conscience. I mean, after all, 3 years ago, Peter Schweitzer, with his book Throw Them All Out, forced Congress to finally, you know, address this in the Ethics Committee. Up until then, hey, insider trading, the stuff that they were getting away with, it was very nonchalant, very laissez-faire, not a problem. Are you kidding me? If you and I had done anything like that, we'd be in jail.
No, and you're absolutely right. And I think this is, you know, sort of what really the American people just inherently feel, and that is that sort of the folks in power on both sides.
Yes.
Have sort of used the system to line their own pockets, to, you know, maintain their jobs and their lifestyles and their cushy incomes. And, you know, sort of the system, if you will, doesn't work for the little guy anymore. And,
right.
You know, I sit out here in, you know, flyover country and, you know, I, you know, my neighbors and my friends, you know, just get it. They understand, you know, while they may not believe or support it at the, in, you know, in the primary, either one of these candidates, I mean, they know what the issues are and what the long-term fix is for saving the Republic. And it deals a lot with getting back to the idea of citizen servants. And I know we've
exactly.
talked about this before, but it is so important that the people that serve us are in the economy, have jobs and businesses, and they go to serve for a limited time, like was a model for so many years in our nation's history. And then they go back and they live under these laws they pass.
Exactly.
Because if they, you know, if they have no attachment to reality and no, you know, sort of never have to try to comply with all these regulations that are strangling small business, you know, I think you end up with sort of a situation like we have now, which is just people do not feel like it's working.
Yeah. Well, it's not, it works for the elites. Just like you say, they get away, you know, with not having to participate with Obamacare. Oh yeah, they got an exemption. They get, up until recently, they could do insider trading, at will, make all kinds of extra money, as if $180,000-$185,000 a year is not enough, along with all the other perks that we give them. No, that's not good enough. They get to, you know, as you say, on both sides of the aisle, looking at this objectively, they all have their hands in the cookie jar. And I think this is why they're a bit nervous in the Beltway, is that they're realizing, as you say, flyover country is, you know, starting to see with their eyes wide open, there's a different set of rules here. And, you know, for example, what you were talking about here, relevant to 194 donors associated with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had given either to her family's foundation, her political campaigns, or both. I mean, all this stuff is some serious smoke. Some say, well, we haven't found a smoking gun. Others say it's more than a gun. These are smoking cannons here.
Yeah, and you know, that we have been working really hard on sort of following up on some of these issues that, you know, really, why didn't Lester Holt ask about the way the Clinton Foundation did business and the way that sort of people were not only, you know, sort of given boards and commissions at the State Department, but, you know, I think even, you know, got just invitations to state dinners and other, you know, favors and whether or not sort of foreign nationals felt like the way to gain access to the State Department was by lining the pockets of the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, I mean, this is something that it's only going to continue to get worse for Hillary and Bill Clinton, quite frankly, because this is business as usual. And I guarantee that if and when she becomes president of the United States, that the Clinton Foundation will be continue to be open for business, and we will this issue will continue, and we'll be talking about this in 2 years about how Clinton Foundation donors gained access to the White House. I mean,
could tie this, you know, she's probably thinking, only we could tie this to some sort of race card. If we could tie this to the race card, we're free sailing. And now the Lincoln bedroom, instead of $5.3 million that they would raise, I mean, you imagine 4 8 years, what kind of income they would generate out of renting out the Clinton bedroom? I mean, the Lincoln bedroom?
Right. And you know, they have some experience with that, with just previous, you know, campaigns and donors. And
yes.
So, I mean, I think we should expect, and the American people should expect, that ultimately, if and when Hillary Clinton is president, that we will see these issues continue, and we will see, you know, and we will be talking about this as to how the White House is for sale through, you know, donors to the Clinton Foundation who gain special access and treatment, you know, by the White House.
Yeah, and it's up to we the people if they're going to say enough, enough. You know, we grew up, Matt, in our civics classes. That was back in the days when they held civics classes in school. We were told to the victor belong the spoils, but the Clintons have taken that to a whole nother level, haven't they?
They really have, and we can still save the republic, but we're running out of time.
Well, amen. Flyover country, you know, the United States of America, we the people. Need to take a stand on these issues. I mean, this is a choice election, as they say. If you are tired and have had it, and you're sticking your head out the window and yelling, I cannot take this anymore, then maybe we need to consider the catalyst that will not, you know, keep us on this track as business as usual for the Beltway. Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Attorney, President of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you, Bill. Thank you.
Always. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming. Stay with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Parents Magazine and the National Endowment for Financial Education have issued a joint survey to learn how millennial-age parents are preparing for their financial futures. The millennial generation is struggling with more than just debt. They're delaying life goals like starting families and buying homes. Paul Golden, director of SmartAboutMoney.org, elaborates.
51% of the survey respondents say that they would trade in a year off their life for a greater sense of financial security. 2 in 5 of millennial age parents say that they are unsatisfied with the quality of their financial life.
David Sparrow of Parents Magazine.
Millennial parents need to attack their debt, and we believe in starting with your smallest debt first, paying that off, and building momentum.
For more tips on managing your finances, visit smartaboutmoney.org/family or parents.com/familyfinances.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And James Hurston, it is his time. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, and, and secret debate watcher, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, there was a gathering of people who are right of center in Hollywood who sort of support each other and work in the entertainment industry, watching debate together. And it was interesting because you have a different effect when you're sitting. You hear the crowd reaction. And not all of the crowd was pro-Donald Trump, of course, because this was because people right of center are not all pro-Donald Trump. So there were some interesting reactions. But it did underscore something as I was watching and observing and looking at the psychological aspect of the communication of the debate when you see it on TV and how wrong the so-called experts have been about Donald Trump through this entire electoral season. And they're wrong again. It's fascinating to me. If you recall, during the GOP primary debate, there were, after every single debate, there were experts that said that Donald Trump was finished.
Yes.
Because he had done things that were unprecedented. He had spoken in a way that was totally unprecedented, that no one had ever done. And they were wrong each time. As a matter of fact, not only were they wrong, they were wrong 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason is because of the way people perceive television. We go back to the Kennedy-Nixon debates where people listened to it on the radio and thought that Nixon had won, and people who watched it on TV overwhelmingly thought Nixon had lost and Kennedy had won.
Yeah.
It's the perception of Hillary Clinton. You know, if you look at her content, the content was good. She was well prepared. For the most part, she stayed poised. But on her face was this artificial grin. And when she attacked, she had a look of a condescending, vicious look.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't attractive. It wasn't something that would make people like her. And it wasn't something that would make people trust her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. As a matter of fact, she appeared robotic at times.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas Donald Trump, which, you know, I think this pre-debate story that had leaked from the Trump campaign that he had not prepared, I think was false.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think he prepared, but he prepared for something that was more important than the content. And that was he had to prepare to have restraint. His goal was to survive the first debate standing without a disaster.
Right.
He had to debate two people. Because he wasn't just debating Hillary Clinton. He was debating Lester Holt.
Yes, exactly. He did interject himself, didn't he?
Oh, the numbers are staggering. You know, Lester Holt, the biggest thing is Lester Holt asked six follow-up questions to Donald Trump, interrupting him at the time, following up something that Trump had said, and zero follow-up questions to Hillary Clinton, letting her get away with prevarication after prevarication, with generalities, with no specifics, and no questions were asked about a whole list.
Yeah, Benghazi,
things.
Her emails, I mean, on and on.
The Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just disgraceful. Mm-hmm. And to bring up birtherism.
I know. And Donald Trump, went after that. I mean, that was like chum bait. He just should have let it sit on the water. He didn't need to attack it.
Well, yeah, but when you look at the as a whole, Donald Trump has to debate Lester Holt and Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Donald Trump has to restrain his normal inclinations, and what it could have been a massive disaster if Trump hadn't shown the restraint that he showed.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely left a lot of things on the table. Two important things were when Lester Holt asked Hillary Clinton a question about cybersecurity. And Hillary Clinton has the audacity to answer that question as if she has this grave concern over cybersecurity.
Yes.
When she is the biggest violator of national security classified information in the history of the country, and Trump did not address that. The other one, of course, was the where Hillary Clinton mentioned the 11 hours of testimony that she gave in front of Congress to prove her stamina. Now,
yes.
In both of those cases, it may be that Trump was avoiding a gotcha moment because that could have been bait for Trump to attack, and then Hillary was ready with a zinger. I think that's very possible. But the issues were brought up later in the debate anyway. Both of those issues were brought up.
Mm.
And so overall, on the issue of whether or not this was an effective debate in the election campaign, Trump wins overwhelmingly. He won every online poll that's out there, like 20 of them, the snap polls. There was a group of undecided Democrats in Pennsylvania in a bar. In today's New York Post, a reporter was there. The whole lot of them became Trump supporters from watching this debate. When Trump launched the one-liners, they were like tweets. They were classic one-liners.
Right.
They were so easy to understand. Hillary Clinton has lots of experience, but it's bad experience.
Yes, exactly.
Things like that. And those are the things we talked about, you know, last week. Those are the things that are digitally reproduced in the social media millions of times. And that in the end, this is the same as the primary. The Donald Trump that the Beltway doesn't understand is the Donald Trump that won this debate. There are some people, USA Today had a columnist today who said that all Donald Trump had to do was appear presidential. He did that, he wins.
Yes.
Krauthammer said if he survived, if he stood and survived for 90 minutes with a professional politician, he won. Now, those are, you know, ignoring the powerful sound bites that Donald Trump have. You know, when Hillary Clinton talked about the low taxes or no taxes that he may pay, in between her sentences, Donald Trump, that makes me smart, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was so quick. He said it quickly, got it in. Where I was, there was this crowd reaction. It's the kind of crowd reaction you would have at a sporting event. They started cheering. And these little sound blasts that came out of Trump's mouth were choice. And we've never, ever seen a candidate who has the capability of doing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing I got to tell you, James, on some of these, comebacks and that, and of course, when you're in the heat of battle and this is the first time you're doing this. You're running for the highest office in the land. You're not a politician. Your ability to talk, articulate. I mean, he's not Newt Gingrich, but you just know that he's going to come across with a zinger and something that's going to stand her up. And I've been saying all along, he needs something like Reagan's "There You Go Again," kind of thing.
Well, he had a bunch of them. Even his response to Hillary's tired line that she admits making a mistake with the private server and what she did in relation to that. And Trump says, "That was no mistake, Secretary Clinton. That was on purpose." You know, I wanted him to say the word bleach bit.
Yes,
but
right.
He didn't say that.
Right.
But he did say, and the other, he had a line there when she wanted him to release his tax records. He says, "I'll go against my lawyers.
Yes,
and
I like that.
I'll release my tax records in exchange for you releasing your 33,000 emails." That drew a cheer from the crowd I was with.
Yes.
Those are the kind, they're brief, they're easy to understand, they're powerful, they're made for the social media. He had, especially in the first hour, he probably had 15 lines like that.
Yeah. Hey, James, why doesn't he call him out for, Lester Holt was like a dog on a bone over this, birther issue. I think Trump needs to come back and look at Lester or anybody else for that matter and just say, "What are you calling me a racist? Because I'm trying to secure the rule of law? Is that what you're telling me?" Because that's really what they're doing. If they got called out for it, you watch them back off.
Well,
because
he slammed Lester once over something. I where Lester was interrupting him and doing a follow up. But if that was one of those questions that we talked about, where he didn't just ask one question, he interrupted Trump and challenged him. Similarly to the Trump stand on the war in Iraq, he challenged him, and that was preconditioned by the Clinton campaign by calling for Lester Holt to be a fact checker.
Yes.
Which he was only with one candidate, which is the impression that the Clinton campaign wanted to leave, that there was only one candidate who needs fact checking. The audacity of those people is amazing. The most untrustworthy candidate in the history of the country wants fact checking. I mean, it's just, it's astounding. But
it's the way it always works, James. And we've got two more presidential debates sandwiched in between. The vice presidential debate coming up on October the 4th. The second presidential debate on the 9th. And then the final one with Chris Wallace on October the 19th in Las Vegas. The fun will continue, no doubt. And we'll be looking forward to it. And maybe we'll have another secret party debate party. What do you think?
I think so.
Why not? James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are the answers to your